Hello, my name is Joe McDermott. I was born in Edmonton, and I had the pleasure of living there until my early teens. And then my family and I moved down to Denver, Colorado, actually, and I spent a small amount of my life living in the United States, which was very interesting, but not where I would want to call my forever home. While I was down in the States, I was privileged enough to be accepted as an exchange student during my high school years. So I spent my 11th grade year in Germany as a full-time student, which was a wonderful experience. I spent a full year there and I lived with four different families. I learned German fluently to the point of actually dreaming in German. It was a very bizarre experience to wake up in the morning and realize that the dreams that I'd had were no longer in English. After coming back from Germany, I finished my high school and I went to university, like most people do. And while at university, I realized I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I had started out thinking that I was going to major in music and become a world-class musician. And of course, dreams are, well, that, just dreams. So while at university, I studied music and I furthered my education in German and the German language, literature, history. And I also studied geography. I brought my university studies to a close after about 3.5 years due to a personal choice, and I moved to Calgary. I lived in Calgary for a number of years, probably about 7 or 8. And while there, I got involved in the visual arts. I started making my own greeting cards and paper crafting different dioramas and such like that, which I started selling at craft shows and little art markets here and there. While in Calgary, I turned back to music and started teaching piano full time, which was a wonderful experience. I got to know a wide variety of excellent people, ranging in age from 5 all the way up to early 70s, 80s. And it was a great experience discovering how different people processed ideas and learned things and developed themselves through music and expressed themselves through music. And I really latched onto that. I really enjoyed that. I did that for a number of years until I met my husband, well, my soon-to-be husband. We met in Calgary and started dating and pretty soon realized that this was going to be a forever situation, but that we didn't want to be in Calgary forever. It's not a place that we wanted to raise our family or spend the rest of our lives. So in 2009, we came to the conclusion that we needed to leave, and the only natural progression for us was to come to a place that we had loved visiting for many years. So we decided to move to beautiful Shuswap, and we found ourselves in Salmon Arm, and we've never looked back. It's a beautiful place, and we love it. We couldn't be happier to be living here. It's so idyllic and so fascinating. The diverse amount of people and the environment and the opportunities here are just amazing. So we've really, really felt ourselves lucky and blessed to be here. Since coming here, I've experienced quite a wide range of work. I've worked for small businesses downtown, two of them, and I did pick up my piano lessons again. So I taught piano for a number of years here. And I purchased one of the businesses that I worked for, that being the Java Jive, in 2014, and was the proud owner of that coffee shop for almost 3 years. Unfortunately, we came across what I like to call the perfect storm between the economy being what it was, and I lost a number of very vital pieces of equipment all at the same time. Eventually, we just had to make the very hard decision to close our doors. But the 3 years I spent running the Java Jive were amazing in and of themselves, simply because the experience and the people touched me forever. It was something I will never, ever regret, and I will always look on it with pride and humor and nostalgia. It was a great time, but it had been time to move on, and we've moved on since then. So now I work full time, and my husband and I are raising our daughter. She was born here in Salmon Arm at Shuswap General Hospital in 2012. So she's 6 now, and she's the joy of our lives. She's precocious and crazy and beautiful, and keeps us exceptionally busy with all of her antics. She does the typical six-year-old things, ballet and piano and everything else that goes along with being 6 years old. And we couldn't be prouder of her. I've also spent a lot of time while here in the shoe shop working with the local farmers market. I took my paper crafting there starting in 2010, I believe, maybe, and I sold my cards at the market for a long time. I also served on the market board as director and president and some other stuff, which was always fun, but very challenging, given that everybody there was a volunteer and giving their own time and struggling to make everything work for themselves as well as for everybody else. So it was a very educational experience, but something that I'm still very passionate about. I don't have the time that I wish I did to devote to it, but it's something that's still very passionate to me. Food security and artisans and that sense of community and pride that you find at a farmer's market when somebody has made something or grown something with their own hands and they are presenting it to the public as their own. It's a very unique feeling, and it's a special group of people that can devote their lives to that. I'm also still involved in music. I have been a proud member of the Salmon Arm Community Band also since 2010. I've been playing the clarinet with a wonderful group of people there at the band. We put on concerts twice a year in December and May, and they're pretty much the highlight of my year, although I don't know if it's the same for everybody. We play wonderful music, a huge variety, classical and pop and everything in between. And the people couldn't be better. It's like a little family that gets together once a week to practice. So if you're ever around looking for something to do on Sunday nights, it's a great group of people. And we don't even care if you can play very well, because some of us haven't played in 20 years. One of my other hobbies that I take a lot of joy in and some pride in as well is I run. I picked that up when I closed the coffee shop. I needed something to get me out of the house and get me moving and get me busy, because I didn't have a coffee shop to keep me busy 24/7. I needed something to keep me going. So my husband suggested, almost jokingly, that I take up running, and lo and behold, I took him seriously. So a couple of days after we closed the shop, I hit the road and started running, and I'd never run before in my life. I had no idea what I was getting into, but 2 years later, I'm still at it. And a year to the day after I closed the shop, my husband and I both ran in our first half marathon, which was, for those of you that don't know, 21 kilometers, which is ridiculous. I don't know why I did it, but I did it in under 2.5 hours, which was my goal. And I guess I liked it enough because I'm doing it again in 3 weeks. We both still run, and it's a good outlet for us. It keeps us active and healthy, and it reminds us a little bit who we are and how vulnerable we can be, because there's nothing like pushing your body as far as you can and then collapsing at the end of it. So on Saturday mornings, you can often find me out on Foothills Road, chugging away probably an hour into my run or whatever and sweating up a storm, but it's great. It keeps us active and healthy, and it's a bit of an inspiration for my daughter too, who looks at us and says, "When am I going to go jogging?" We say, "Well, when you want to, we'll go jogging with you." So it's fun. It's a family thing. We also like to just get out and enjoy the shoe shop for what it is. We go hiking, we go camping. We love camping. We do that as often as we can in the summer. Harold Park has always been one of our favorite places. We even had our wedding pictures done there. So it's pretty special to us. And of course, we go boating too, because you can't live on the shoe shop and not go boating. So we're some of the few that still enjoy slalom skiing. We don't do the wakeboarding or the surfing. We're sort of old-fashioned. We do slalom skiing, and it's a lot of fun, and tubing. I enjoy animals. I've volunteered with the Humane Society down in the States. I used to raise litters of kittens that had been abandoned. It was a lot of fun. Again, time doesn't really allow for that these days, but maybe one day, maybe when my daughter's a bit older and more able to understand and help out, we can take that project on together. That's me in a nutshell. You can find me on the road or doing something musical or artistic or working, as always, because we all have to work. So thank you. That's me, and I appreciate the chance to talk about it.